Okay, tonight's shiur we're going to discuss a topic that is not often discussed because we all just take it for a given and a granted, and we probably should, as we'll see in the shiur, but at least it's always kedai to understand what we do and why we do it, to understand perhaps that sometimes maybe there are certain heterim. Befrat, in the world we live in today, because of the extreme anti-Semitism, maybe we will discuss situations where perhaps wearing a yarmulke in open might be a bad idea. It's against halacha. We'll have to see exactly what does halacha say about the requirement of wearing a yarmulke. And the truth is, there's really three categories. Hopefully we'll get to a lot of it tonight. If not, Belinetta, we'll have to carry it over to next week. There's wearing a yarmulke when moving. There's wearing a yarmulke when not moving. Then there's wearing a yarmulke when either davening, perhaps making a bracha, or even entering into a shul. So these are the three different categories of when wearing a yarmulke is an issue, and we'll try to break down each one case by case. So the first question is, where does it say anywhere in the Gemara, where is it found that a person is obligated to wear a yarmulke? So obviously we know the modern day yarmulke, which we'll talk about at some point, the size of it and other things. You know, people get very nervous. We talk about the size of the yarmulke. Everyone grabs their yarmulke right away. Everyone's checking, you know, do I fit the criteria? So by the time we're done with the shiur, or at least the second part, we'll start selling yarmulkes, shiurim, based on different gedolim. You know, his yarmulke, you know, we know there's the Chazon Ish's shiur, we'll get to his shiur for yarmulke, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's shiur for yarmulke. A new way to make money, we can sell it outside, we'll make some money. But in any case, where does it say anywhere in Chazal that the concept of wearing a yarmulke? The answer is, It's hard to figure out exactly where the Gemara, and we'll see it's a machlokes mishnah, like everything in life, where exactly does Chazal stay on yarmulke? So we'll start off with one of the few Gemaras that are out there, to my knowledge, about yarmulke. So first Gemara is number one, says the Gemara Kedushin, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. It's important to remember who the Baal HaMemra is. A person is not permitted to walk dal an amos. Asur, forbidden to walk four amos with kaimiz kufa. What does kaimiz kufa mean? To walk like you own the place. Kaimiz kufa means you're very haughty, you think you are greater than everyone else, you're better than everyone else, a haughty walk. Shenemar, meloi chal aretz kivadei, the whole world is filled with Hashem's glory, no room for your glory. Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, the Gemara tells us a story. Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua lo maski arba amos. He would not walk down an amos b'gili roish with his head uncovered. Why? Amar, he said, Shechina l'malim reishi, because the Shechina is above me. So in order for me to remind myself that there's something above me, he would always have something on top of his head. Now note the changing in the wording of the Gemara. Rav Huna didn't say asur leilech dal an amos b'gili roish. He just told you what he used to do. He had a chumrah that he wouldn't go dal an amos without a yarmulke. That might have been his own personal chumrah. That might have been a family tradition. That might have been a milah di chasidus. That doesn't sound like it's an isser. The first statement of the Gemara was asr. Asr, we know what asr means. Yet the wording of the Gemara is very meduyuk, that it's not asr, but rather, he wouldn't do it. Now there's a lot of things great gedolim don't do that doesn't necessarily make it asr for all of us to do. So that's what we're going to have to try to figure out tonight. Is it really asur? Or is it just a very nice chumrah that certain people adapted?
Why wouldn't we just take him as, here's what the law is, and this is what I'm doing?
Right, the question is, normally when Chazal want to relate to us, Asr and Mutter, they tell us, don't do it. Here he just told us a personal behavior. Right? We can go through a list of personal behaviors that Gedolim had that most of us never do or never even think twice of doing, and it might not be Asr because this Gadol does that doesn't mean that's halach. It's a nice, what we call today, Midas Chasidus. Very pious, very wonderful, but not necessarily a requirement. Then there's another Gemara in Kedushin Laman Amid Bey. The Gemara says, the Gemara tells us a story that Rabbi Chiyabar, Abai Ashkechle Yishub ben Levi, he found Yishub ben Levi, the Shodi Disna Aresha. He threw some hat, something together on his head, the Kamamti Le Yenukal Beknishta. He was in a big rush to take his son to yeshiva. Right? There was no bus that day. It was a legal holiday, so he had the carpool. So he was rushing to do carpool, and he just threw something on his head. So he said to him, Amalei, Mai Kuli Hai, what are you in such a rush for? Is it so small what Chazal told us? The Gemara tells us that when you're teaching your son Torah, it's like you're at Har Sinai. So what was he saying? That getting my kid to yeshiva is a big deal. So for me, getting my kids to yeshiva is a big deal because I can't get my day started until they get to where they need to be. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the gals are taking your kids to yeshiva because that's like you'd be at my Har Sinai. But what does the Gemara mean over here? That he threw something on his head and he asked him, my kuli hai. Doesn't everyone wear things on their head? It makes it sound like it was something special over here, that he was wearing a certain head covering that not everyone wears. So what exactly is the takeaway from this Gemar? Third Gemar. Number three, took Rashi before. Sadin she'ena roi la'tifa sereish. He put on some form of head covering, which is not really befitting. Elakisa be'alma sama roish. He just put something on his head. So he shouldn't go with his head uncovered. But he didn't put on his rabbinic hat. He wasn't wearing his up hat. He was just wearing some form of a head covering. So he said to him, why aren't you wearing your proper attire? So you see from this Gemara, he wasn't asking him, why aren't you wearing a yarmulke? Avadi was wearing a yarmulke. He was asking him, why aren't you wearing your proper up hat? To that, he told him, I was in a rush. So Rashi learned this Gemara, that Avada, the question wasn't, he was wearing it, because everyone wears a yarmulke, that's what the Gemara is. But the question was, why aren't you wearing your special hat that was only for dignitaries? There is another way to read this Gemara, which the Beis Yosef rejects, as does the Vilna Gaon, that he was saying to him that he wasn't wearing anything. He was saying to him that he was asking him, why were you putting on even anything on your head? Not, the given is he was wearing a yarmulke, the question is, what about the secondary covering? You could have learned kipshuta, that he just threw something on his head, and he asked him, what, my high? Meaning, normal gedolim wore a head covering, regular people wore nothing, and he asked him, why are you wearing this head covering? You should have worn a different head covering. That's another way you could have learned the Gemara, which is not the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Source number four is another Gemara, very important Gemara. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, Teisi Li. Teisi Li means, give me credit. Why should you get credit? Because I never went Dalaramas with my head uncovered. So this Gemara is a big question. You don't get credit for things you're supposed to do. Things that are rabbinically or even based on some form of requirement, you don't get credit for. We don't say, tastefully credit, give me credit because I put on tefillin this morning. You did what you're supposed to. I'm very proud of you. Right? So this Gemara is a very stark right. Now, who's the Baal HaMemra? Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. He was the same Baal HaMemra in our first Gemara, who was the one who said, I never went Dalaramas without wearing a yarmulke. Which means that it's not mandatory. Because if it were to be mandatory, you don't get special credit for doing what you have to do. So this Gemara is a very stark raya l'chayra, that yarmulkes are not mandatory. You get credit for it, because it's merely the chasidus. And Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua was a very pious person, so he, Taka, would always wear a head covering. But me and you regular folk, we don't have to wear a yarmulke. Now, granted, if you wear a yarmulke, you'll get credit, because you went beyond the call of duty, but it's not a requirement. Then is the famous Gemara that everyone knows, where the Gemara tells us a story. The ima of Nachum by Yitzchak, the mother of Nachum by Yitzchak, Amri Le, they said to her, Kiladoi, we see in the stars that Brich Gan Vahavi. Your son is destined to be a robber. Right, today the sonos can tell you the gender. Back then the stargazers can tell you not only the gender, but the career. I think parents would love to see that on the sonos also. Right, boy, lawyer, you know? Great way of knowing how to raise your children, if the son would tell us what their careers are. But we don't have that today. But the stargazers told the mother of Nachum Yitzchak that your son is destined to be a robber. Okay, so what did he do with that information? So the Shafkasi Gule Resha. She made sure that he never goes without a yarmulke. Amrole Kisa Reshach Kihechi Tahavale Imsa Dishmai. She said, because if you're always going to keep your head covered, this will be a school that will ensure that you have your Shemai. Ubay Rachmin Shidavant. Important. If you want your kids to do well, it's not enough to do schoolers, you gotta daven for them also. And he never understood why his mother made him wear this bini cap his whole life. I guess she never shared with him the story. So his whole life, Nachum Yitzchak used to walk around with a yarmulke. He never understood why his mother made him wear a yarmulke. So Yom Echad, one day, have a kiyosef kagoris tusoi to dikla. He was sitting under the palm tree. Nafla glime me'iloi. And something fell from on top of him. Nafla me'iloi reishoi. His yarmulke fell off. You know, a tree fell off, knocked off his yarmulke. Dole einero chazi ledikla alme yitzrei. He already right away saw fruit, he already wanted to steal it. The yarmulke got knocked off his head for a second, and right away his taiva figneva kicked in automatically. So what do you see from this whole story? So you see, yarmulkes are supposed to keep you away from Yerushalayim. That's the point of the Gemara. A person who has a yarmulke, it ensures he has Yerushalayim and keeps him away from doing averus. But again, it doesn't sound like it's halacha. It sounds like it's a skula. It's an extra protection. Because again, Rav Nachum Yitzchak never understood why he had to wear a yarmulke. What do you mean, never understood why he had to wear a yarmulke? Because everyone has to wear a yarmulke. Clearly, everyone wasn't wearing a yarmulke. And Nachum Yitzchak was the only kid at the park wearing the beanie cap. No one else was wearing the beanie cap. So his mother never told him the story. So l'chayr, you see from this Gemara, that's not mandatory. You do see from this Gemara that it's a skula for Yerushalayim. That was the first Gemara, right? Shchina l'mal l'mireishi. Now again, now is not the time. When I was learning this sugya with my talmid yeshiva, we were breaking down Ken Zayin, there are two dinim. Even in the Yerushalayim idea of why you wear a yarmulke. Shechina l'mal l'mereishi might not necessarily be the same thing as Yerushalayim. Shechina l'mal l'mereishi might be don't get all haughty and think you own the world. Mashenki, this Gemara is more it's a skula to prevent you from doing averus. Kenzan, the two separate dinim. Okay, maybe we're getting too lumdish over here, but it's very possible that these two Gemaras are not the same idea. There might be two elements to why you wear a yarmulke. One is a skula for Yerushalayim, not to do averus, and one is to, like, kemiz kufa, that you shouldn't get haughty. And they're two separate things. You could be a very haughty person and never steal. you can steal and be not a balgaiva. They're two separate emotions and midas ra'is that a person can have. But in any case, this gemara is very, very important because this is the gemara that everyone quotes for showing that the purpose of a yarmulke is to increase your yerushalmi. Okay.
I guess that's the one who came up with the term yarmulke.
That's where yarmulke, yari malka. That's right. That's where it comes from.
That's somewhat similar that we had the mitzvah with Yosef.
What?
Asus Potiphar, that he's...
So his father.
Right,
so tzitzis, the Gemara says, Menachas, the Gemara tells us stories, that that's also a shmir. That tzitzis itself protected a person from going to a zayin, the Gemara, the whole story. So there are certain mitzvahs, we mentioned this in the Sunday morning shiur, there are certain mitzvahs that are mesugal to protect you from sinning. Mezuzah, tefillin, the Me'iri said, Neiris Chanukah. But here we're suggesting that a yarmulke is like that. A yarmulke is supposed to protect you, to give you your shemaim.
You know, like your conscious... When you're walking around and you're conscious that people realize that you're Jewish because of the yarmulke, is that supposed to?
No, it sounds like it's free. It sounds again. The two wording in the Gemara. One Gemara says Shchinolim.
Turnstile wearing a yarmulke. So
that's right. So that's what most of us assume today. We wear a yarmulke for everyone else. No, we wear a yarmulke for us. And the Gemara's lashon is Shchinol Malam Ereshi. I have to remember that someone's above me. So what? So you could say one of two ways. Either that means and therefore I have to act a certain way because Hashem is watching me. And therefore, I have to have your shemaim. Or shchil ha'moish means I shouldn't be haughty. I think I own the world. I think I'm so fantastic. I'm not because there's someone on top of me. I think maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this. Again, that's the shaychus to the gemara with kaim ezekufa. The first maror malkum we saw the gemara lumped two things together, which seem not to be connected. The answer is they are because the reason why you wear yarmulke is to make you not a kaim ezekufa. And then this gemara in Shabbos is the reason why you wear yarmulke is to make you not haughty. Is to make you your shemaim. You won't eat machalos asuris. You won't do things you're not supposed to because your yarmulke is on top of your head. Then there's one more Gemara. This is, as far as I know, the Gemaras in Shas that openly discuss the notion of yarmulke. One more Gemara, which also happens to be in Kedushin. The Gemara says, the Gemara over there is talking about the valuations of certain objects. So the Gemara says, Ki'adu of Kahana, Shalka Sudra mi be Pidyan Aben. He took a Sudra as Pidyan Aben. Amri Leh, he said, L'didi chazli chomishlon. He said, this Sudra, this handkerchief, to me is worth 5 slon. The going rate for this Sudra, it's a tissue. The going rate for a tissue is not 5 slon, but Sudra of Huna. For Kahana, for me, this was worth it. Why? So Amar Rashi Loya Amar El Kain of Kahana the Gavir Rabahu. He was a Chashav Yid. Umi Boy Le Sudra Ayresha. He needed some form of a yarmulke. He needed to put something on his head. Now, why do only Gavir Rabbas need to put something on their heads? Like Rashi, for the Ozel Begili Harosh, and he can't go with his head uncovered. So what does it sound like to you from this Gemara? That regular folk, we can go without our head covered. Rav Kahana's yarmulke blew out the car window and he was going to go in public. For him not to wear yarmulke is horrific. So he needed to put something on his head. So he took a tissue and to him the tissue was worth a 5 slot. Why? Because he was a gavir rabba. And if you're not a gavir rabba, you don't have to wear yarmulke. So it sounds like from this Gemara the same idea. That yarmulke is connected to people that are gavir rabbas. Big people, big scholars, they need to wear a yarmulke. The rest of us, no, we don't need to wear a yarmulke. And that's really what you find even in some Rishonim. This is the Gemara's. If you look in the Rambam in number 8 in Hilchas Deis, the Rambam writes, Halacha Zayin, Tznius Gedoyla Noihagim Talmidei Chachomim Ba'atzman. Great levels of Tznius, great Talmidei Chachomim kept, which is, Lo Yisboizu V'lo Yiskalu Roishan. They would not let their head be uncovered. Only Talmidei Chachomim? What about regular folk? So this Rambam Kinira sounded like he understood the whole idea of yarmulke was not for regular folk. Regular folk don't have to wear yarmulke. Where did it say anyway regular folk have to wear yarmulke? Big people. Gedolim, Gavir Rabbas, they have to wear yarmulke. Then he repeats himself in Mori Nevuchim, he writes, U'gedoli chachameinu, hoyinim no'im illegalis reisham. And great people were careful not to go bareheaded. But the regular folk, it's not a problem. So it seemed like the Rambam sheet is that the holding of yarmulke is only for Gavir Rabbah. So, since we're all not Gavir Rabbah, so we don't need to wear the yarmulke, we can go bareheaded. The Beis Yosef quotes a kolboy. Again, we're talking about the Rishayim over here. HaKolboy kasev b'simen yiralef, kasev haram, she'enei osur leilich ha'begili ha'rosh. It is not prohibited to go without a yarmulke. Not osur. Right? Everyone knows you're not allowed to, everyone knows you have to wear a yarmulke. But no one knows you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. This is one of those reversal things in Klal Yisrael. We'll see tonight that it's very possible. There is no Isser to go Tal Aramis without a yarmulke. But there's definitely, without a doubt, an Isser to speak Lashon Hara. Go try selling that to society. Okay, in any case, yeah.
All these Gemaras, they understand yarmulke just as not being Yue Rosh, not a particular
no,
type,
no.
Just anything that's
Nothing, but we'll get into the achronim. There, as far as I know, the earliest to discuss sizes. I'm not even going to talk about, you know, make and model, but the only one who at least I know who discusses at least the size of the Yabakah is Reb Shlomo Kluger. And then we'll see later Achareinim jumped on.
Take any kind of head cover.
Anything that covers your head. We'll see if you have to cover Rubai or Mixas Rosh, that we'll get to at some point. Moshe has a very famous, first Tshuva Nigros Moshe. First Tshuva Nigros Moshe discusses the size of Yarmulke. Hopefully, it's on the page, which means we're probably not going to get to it tonight, because whatever I put down, we never get to. But Billy Nader, we will discuss the size of Yarmulke, but we have to first figure out if you even have to wear one. If you don't have to wear one, then you don't have to worry about the size of it. So the Beis Yosef quotes over from the Kolboy, who writes, the She'ein Osir Leilich Begirash, there is no such violation, prohibition, to go bareheaded. Kimasha Omer Beper Kol Kisvi, Tesla, the Teski Dalam, Begirash, Ratzaloy, Meshizel, Midas Chasidus. So the one Gemara that he picks out is the one of the Gemaras that we saw, from the fact that Rabbi David Yeshua said, give me credit that I never went that way, that's obviously a ride, that's not us. Now the truth is, we had a share few years ago, where there's another Tesli. The Gemara says, Tesli that I never did, I never was partners with a guy. The problem is, there's some Rishayim had a kasha. It's taka also to be partners with a guy. Why? Because if you're partners with a guy, you may have to cause him to swear. Right? You're going to have a disagreement with your partner, and you say they swear on it. So who's going to swear on? It's going to swear on Avodah Zarah. So the Rishayim really have a kasha on this Gemara. This Gemara is not always true that all the tasty lees mean they're mutter, but midas chasidus. When we had a share, we had exactly about either a year or two years ago, this time of the year, where we discussed the issue of giving presents during this time of the year. So one of the issues was the Gemara talks about having partnerships with a guy. Right? If you can't have partnerships with a guy, it's going to be very hard to be in business. You're very limited to who you can do business with. So there's a Ritva, and the Rishayim talk about this Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says also, tastefully give me credit that I never did business with a guy, I was never partners with a guy. So they say, well, let me give you credit. It's also. The Gemara says that Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to be partners with a guy. So Ayin Shom back to those Shurim where we discussed. But in any case, the Kolboy is Medayik, Halacha L'maisa, no, not Isser. So we have so far the Rambam in two places. It means give me credit.
Give me credit.
I'm going beyond normal. But if you're doing the letter of the law, you don't get credit for that. That means you're doing the regular letter of the law. Okay, let's continue on in the Rishayim. If you look in the Sefer Hamanig, this is also Rishayim. He writes, Tanya, Hamispalot Tzorich Shiitin Ein Avlamat. When you're davening, you have to have your eyes down. The Libel Amal and your heart's supposed to be up. V'tzorich Shiichas Esroishin. You got to cover your head for davening. V'loy B'shas Atfilah Bovad Ela Kol Ayoyim Kulot. You got to cover your head a whole day. There's no such Gemara that says that, right? He just made up a Gemara. Because it says in the Gemara, it's also to go become a Skufu Begili Rosh. There is no such Gemara that says that. He learned the Gemara that way. Fine, with all due respect. But there's no Mefurish Gemara that says that. But the Sefer Amanah clearly is taking the approach that it is Asr, everyone must wear a yarmulke. Then we come to the Torah. The Torah is in Hilchot Tzitzis number 12. The Torah writes, when you're putting on your tzitzis, U'mechaser Roshay. You should cover your head with the tzitzis, with the talus. Why? Shelo yiyah begilia roish. So you shouldn't be with your head uncovered. Okay? So what's there to make from this Torah? So the Beis Yosef writes number 13. Gamze medivri balu iter. This also comes from the balu iter. V'nira, delav lememra sheichase roish kadei shelo yiyah begilia roish. The gamri. Don't read the Torah, that the Torah is telling you this. So when you put on your talus in the morning, make sure you put the cover also, because if it's not going to be covered, you're going to be bareheaded and you're not allowed to go on bareheaded. No! She'ain't zemen your mitzvah tzitzis, because first of all, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? The Torah is not going to tell you to cover your head when you put on your talus, because if not, you're going to be in violation of another Isser. That's not the job of the Torah. How are you allowed to go walk in the first place? Valito yod begili roish. Right? You only put on your talus after you got dressed and you went to the bathroom. So what do you do till then? The Torah says that when you put on your talus, make sure you cover your head with the talus, because you're not allowed to go bareheaded. How'd you get to the talus? You first get out of bed, you went to the bathroom, you walked around, and then you put on the talus. But if the talus is your yarmulke, and you're not allowed to go without a yarmulke, how'd you get to third base before you were allowed to wear anything? V'oid. Elo, Dr. Torah, Dr. Bey says, Elo, hainu loy, mish'afa, bishay, roish, mechusa, derech tsenuyim lahatir sudr. Even though, again, your head is already covered from the first place, because you need to wear a yarmulke, right? But he's telling you that on top of the yarmulke, there's an inyan to also have your head with the talus. Tsnuim lahat al sudur ay talus al reishim kedisa b'shili perakam de kedushin. So he learned that the gemara kedushin is the raya that he's supposed to wear two coverings. Mishtabeich le'riv chizle rev huna b'rev amurid amagadol hu amaleich shevet right the whole gemara. Pirsh Rashi upshit the zokt beis yosef. This is what I referenced earlier. Shelo hayu abochum holchem begilei reish mamish. It makes it sound like that the gemara was talking about being married. So if you're married, you have to wear a head covering. So the deacon said, if you're single, you go bareheaded. Zokt beis yosef, absolutely not. Elavade haynu sudur aital sheparsin al roish letznius lufisha kisur zeh machnias leiv adam amevi lidei yirushemai. So zokt Rosh, no. Zokt beis yosef avad. Everyone wore yarmulke. The question was, did you wear another head covering to either increase your Yerushmayim to make you frumer? But a baseline head covering, everyone wore a baseline head covering. Now,
this is the Beis Yosef that says this?
Yeah, this is the Beis Yosef.
So whenever I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah about, you know, a single boy's wearing a hat, it's not really a Mishnah Berurah.
It's not a Mishnah Berurah at all, no. It's found
it's
much earlier. Yeah, it's found much earlier. It's really a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara is mashma that the single boys wouldn't cover their head over the talus over their head, and only married people would. Yeah. That's already found in Rishonim. What the question is about, why don't single bachurim wear a talus, period? That's based on a...
We
did it?
Yeah, when we discussed tzitzis, when we had the shiur on tzitzis. You know, some from the chasen or some from the
mitzvah. We talked about it. I don't remember. So, we should have. We should have done it, but I don't think we did. Okay, maybe. So that's the Beis Yosef. So what do you see? No, it's a tack of discussion. What do you see from this Beis Yosef? He takes for a given, everyone's wearing a yarmulke. Yeah, everyone, Bachim not going to wear a head, yarmulke, what are you talking about? So clearly you see from the Beis Yosef that he understood it to be a requirement. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, and he writes in number 14, V'avki mitzvah l'shmael divrei Beis Yosef v'perushoi, even though normally we're supposed to follow the Beis Yosef, become makam nearly, shemash kasev ator mechase reish shekadesh lo yeh begidah reish, who keep shutai? Zog to him, I think the Beis Yosef got this one wrong. I think he's over-lumdishizing the Torah. All the Torah wrote was, you should cover your head when you're putting on your talus. So the Beis Yosef learned from here that there's da din that you have to have two coverings. You have to have a yarmulke, and then on top of that, there's an inyan for your shemayim to cover your head with a talus. Says the Darkei Moshe, with all due respect, that's not what's going on over here. Kipshuta kibuloi tzitzis ein iser leilich begile roish. Because without tzitzis, there is no iser to go begile roish. Rak midas chasidis kamoshe kasafti. Zok, the Darkei Moshe, the whole yarmulke is merely midas chasidis. That's what we're saying over here. You should cover your head with the tzitzis. But there's no din, Zokta, there's no din that you have to wear yarmulke. Darkei Moshe. If you look at number 15, the Sefer Halacha Brura, written by Rabbi Avad Yosef's son, he quotes a couple of zayars that weigh in on this issue. He quotes over here that there's a zayar in Parshas Balak that says, V'yelech al ba'arbis begidah roish, v'nei ashchina she'ilamalim roish al adam. And it says, lo yelech, you shouldn't go. That sounds like it's awesome. Ulam divrei Azayir Hakadosh Parshas Pinchas mizbarish ein bezeh chiyuv min adin elo midas chasidus v'davka b'talmud chochem yesh iser b'davar v'chemucha b'Azayir Hakadosh Parshas Nosa. So we have conflicting mashmois in Azayir Hakadosh. Is everyone supposed to wear yarmulke, or is Azayir only for talmid chochem like the Rambam learned in Mar Nevuch? So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch in number 16, it writes interestingly, aser leilich b'koyim eskufa. It is aser to go walking hori. Don't go for Amos without a yarmulke. So what would a dayikin say for this mechaber? He doesn't say aser. He says don't. That's really the words of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Huna said, I never went for Amos.
A
person walks like his head's like this. You ever see those people?
Yes.
They walk like this.
Like
no, there's two separate halachas. Two separate halachas. No, he's telling you two separate halachas. There's an iser to walk b'koyim eskufa, period. You're not allowed to walk with your head up. Another halacha, and don't walk for Ramas without a yarmulke.
Oh, so we're not saying the yarmulke is...
No. Two separate halachas. They have to be lumped together in the Gemara. The question is, if you notice, the lashon of the Gemara, one's aser and one don't. The Shulchan Aruch copied that word for word. Aser to go become a skufa, and you're not allowed to go with the Amos. So the Mashal writes this. The Mashal was beautiful. He lived in the end of the 1500s. The Mashal says, Klai Yisrael got this one backwards again. Everyone is makbid not to wear a yarmulke, but no one's makbid to walk hori. Everyone walks like they own the world. Right? Everyone walks like they own the world. That's also Medina de Gemara. Yarmulke is tonight's discussion. But Shulchan Aruch writes clearly, Aser leilich b'koyim eskufa, period. Then, v'lo yeilich b'abba Amos. But don't go for Amos. What's that don't go? Is that Aser? It doesn't say Aser. Now, don't, v'chi temi, you'll tell me the Shulchan Aruch didn't like to use the word Aser. He just used the word Aser 5 minutes ago. He wrote Aser to go b'koyim eskufa. Yet when it came to Yarmulke, he didn't use such strong wording of Aser. Why is that? So it could be tzaka, not also, but it's a good thing to do. You should.
Isn't he just copying the Gemara when the Gemara says, well, masking?
100%. The question is, but the Shulchan Aruch's job is to tell us what to do. So is he telling us that we don't really have to wear it, or is he telling us that it's good to do it, but not also? Meaning, a guy doesn't want to. Fine. So now what?
What is the actual types of little masking I want?
Wouldn't go. Wouldn't walk. No, wouldn't walk. So it's from the Shulchan Aruch, it's very hard. I think you can be medayik both ways. You can be medayik that it's not also, but you have to. It says, don't go. That's the Shulchan Aruch saying, don't do something. Now, why didn't he say aser? Because it's not that it's aser, but you're not supposed to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, yes, we should all wear yarmulkes. I think, don't walk for arms. The Aruch HaShulchan, number 17, writes over here from the Sefer Maseches Kala, who tells us a story. The rabbis were sitting, the elderlies were sitting in the gateways. Because two kids passed by. Echad kises reisha, one kid was wearing a yarmulke. Echad gilas reisha, one kid wasn't wearing a yarmulke. The chakru achizei shegilas reisha, they researched the kid that wasn't wearing a yarmulke. V'nimtzei shehu mamzer. Uben Hanida. They found that he's a mamzer and his parents were not machpin atas v'shbacha. He had all the flaws of that's possible in Klai Yisrael. He's a mamzer, he's a ben nida. Okay? Now, what's the lesson of the story over here? So he writes, V'inyan shaharoish shaba hamayach, because the head that contains the brain, shu mikar hachachma v'hiyira, where we get all our intellect and yir shemayim, ain loy lehiskal l'fon v'sparach. We should not allow it to be open to in front of Hashem, shemoli kalaretz kivoydoi, because the world is full of Hashem. Kimoyshe in lamu b'makim kodesh b'gidiv, just so you're not supposed to stand in a holy place with your head uncovered. V'im ainay oise kain, and if you're not going to follow yarmulkes, Azus Yitzhak Miskabrov says, if you're not going to wear a yarmulke, the Yetzirah will dominate you. Gambaloi Hagoshi, even without your recognizing. This is interesting. The Archashochan was a Dayan in a Vardik. He's writing over like a Musa safe. Telling you, why do you have to wear a yarmulke? Because the yarmulke is what protects you from sins. And when you don't have that, forget it. Your brain runs wild without being checked, without being controlled. There's no way you're going to be able to fight the Yetzirah, even subconsciously. Baloi Hagoshi, without even realizing it. There are those that hold it's awesome mikra adin. Okay, so what are you paskin? Omnom? Imkoi vimkoi? Hanisoyin yo'id alze. He says, whichever way you want to go, but it's been tested and proved that they work. So Rechav Shulchan is saying, I don't know, you have to, I don't know, it's machlokes b'shanim. But I'm just telling you, you'll be a much better person if you're wearing a yarmulke. And everyone knows that they act differently when they wear a yarmulke. You act differently. Whether it's subconscious, not subconscious, perception, whatever it is. It's a beautiful comment from the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, it's been tested and proven that you act differently when you're wearing a yarmulke. Which is why people, when they want to do what they want to do, they take off their yarmulkes. Agufo. So Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not getting involved in the machloikis b'shoyin, machloikis b'poiskim, do you have to? But I'm telling you one thing. It works. It works. He's saying, but maybe not, maybe Echlami, the Ram and the Marnevuchim, maybe, but Lamais is Dr. Chazochan. It works. It's going to keep you on the straight and narrow. He writes, B'makam hechrech kamay barakois hakirish and medina de machusoy in lech mekis reish b'sham mutter. So why am I giving this whole shit tonight? Because we have to realize that sometimes people mix up halachas. They don't know what's halacha, what's mekir adin, what's midas chasidas, what's a minik toiv, and they run wild and they make crazy mistakes. If Shechter quotes, I think, from the Chassam Sofer in last week's parsha says that when Yosef was taken out of the jail, he got a haircut. So we know Chazal tells us it was Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to get a haircut in Rosh Hashanah. So Chassam Sofer says, Yosef realized it makes sense that although he keeps Rosh Hashanah, but Shalom Malchus is more important. So if Shechter was saying, he says, from there we see that sometimes people have to know what's the Isser, what's the Isser Deraiser, what's the Isser Rabban. You got to know what goes up against the one to know how to balance everything. So people have in their head that Yarmulkes are up there with your Gimel Ikrim. So they're going to come to court, and the court says, you have to swear without a yarmulke. No, I can't take off my yarmulke. So that's not the case. You have to know what's Mekar Adin, what's the Chayk Vila Yava, what's the Gimel Ikrim, and what's what. You have to know. That's part of why we're discussing this here, to understand, not to belittle the Chashivas of yarmulke, but to put into a perspective of where it stands on the halachic, playing field, to know what does it go up against. If you're going to be living in a place, or you're in a Saviva where it's dangerous to wear a yarmulke, gotta wear a yarmulke. That's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, right? Maybe, maybe not, but you have to know what you're going up against. We'll see Ramosha's famous tshuva, controversial, and we'll get to a blue nether about going to work, or perhaps working in an environment where wearing a yarmulke would deny you certain opportunities in the financial world, which again, we'll have to discuss how relevant that is today, depending on the work you do, but whatever it is, you have to know what does it go up against. You have to understand the background to understand how it can be applied. So Dr. HaShulchan, Avada, it's important, and Avada, it's been tested and proven to work, but if Dira the Machusa dictates, you do it, so you do it. It's not one of those things you have to be Yagva Yava for. Zokter Chashochan, ach! Shaloi b'mokim hechrich, if there's no reason to take it off, mi sheroitza lizkos b'yir Hashem yishmer satsmen b'zeh, v'day l'mevin. You want to have Yerushamayim? Wear a yarmulke. So Zokter Chashochan, very simple, Yerushamayim comes from wearing a yarmulke. Very, very beautiful hashkafik, but yet very practical piece from the Aruch Chashochan. Okay. So where we left, halach lemaisa, it's not clear. It seems to be machlokes rishonim yesh that hold this midas chasidus yesh. We haven't yet really seen clearly the basis. It sounds like it's aser, and then we saw the Aruch HaShulchan. Then the halacha brewer quotes a piece which is come out word for what his father writes in Yechav Das, where he writes like this, number 18. Umikomokim bizmaneinu nirish yesh b'kisay rosh yosef midas chasidus. Says Rav Avadya Yosef and his son that today yarmulkes are a whole different halacha. Why? Not the etzem, but merely because of perspective. Why? I mean, meaning perception. Ki yaduash is a darkim shal chofshim parki al teru mitzvahs aleches begilei rosh. Because yarmulke is a sign of a religious Jew. That's usually the definition of a religious Jew. That's usually the way of saying, like my kids always think, if you're wearing a yarmulke, you're Jewish. If you're not wearing a yarmulke, you're not Jewish. They say, but that person's not Jewish. So we have to explain to them, no, there are Jews who don't wear yarmulkes, they don't understand whatever it is, right? In our mind, to us, those that are part of our group are those that are wearing the yarmulkes. If you're not wearing a yarmulke, you're not part of our group. Says Rebbe Vajo, that's the problem. When you would not wear yarmulke, you give up a perception that you're not Jewish, you're not religious. You give up the impression, you're not religious. People are going to look at you and say, he's off the derech, he's not from. It's a small minority of religious Jews that don't wear yarmulkes. Today that number is even smaller. It used to be that number was much larger. You can walk into anywhere, especially in the workplace, and you'd see people not wearing yarmulkes, and they're very religious. Today, usually not the case. So Rebbe Vajda develops this idea that not wearing yarmulkes, he just gives off a marasayin. You give the impression that you're not from. We have to make sure that we're clean from Hashem umi Yisrael. Not only that Hashem knows we're doing the right thing, but the world also has to see. We got to worry about what people think. Even though we can't make up Esurim, it's a notch above Midas Chassidus. Today you got to wear Yama because it's a perception. Okay, a new svara to why perhaps yarmulkes are mandatory bismanis. So we're going to have to talk about that. Right, so for them, they'll tell you there is no marasayin. Everyone knows that they don't wear yarmulkes. Now, the problem is we're going to have to see if there's such a reliable heter to really hang your hat on. So the Sefer Leva Avram, I don't know who he is, but he's quoted by Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, so Mustama, he's a chashev yid. So Leva Avram comes up with another knetch over here to why he thinks yarmulkes might be a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Avad Yosef wanted to say that yarmulkes today are above midas chasidus. They're no longer just a pious. It's more than that. Says the Leva Avram, a new svara. He thinks we're wearing a yarmulke is deraisa. Now, how on earth can wearing a yarmulke be deraisa? Where does it say in the Torah that they wear a yarmulke? We have a mitzvah to be God-fearing Jews. We have to fear Hashem. How are you supposed to love or fear someone? Those are emotions. You can't force emotions. You can force action. You can force me to put on tefillin. You can force me to eat matzah. How can Hashem force me to feel a certain way? That's the famous kasha. How can Hashem force me not to be jealous? It's an emotion. Emotions are not controllable. Everyone knows you can't control emotions. They're wild. They have no boundaries. They're not controllable. So how can Hashem say, fear me? That's an emotion. How can I be forced to feel an emotion? How can I be forced to love Hashem? So he writes over here. So the answer is, v'tirtzu, shemitzvah ha-Torah keinu shechayiv adam lasis kol advarim v'lach shekol machshav v'shivu asoy l'havu l'yiras Hashem. The answer is, do things that will get you to that feeling. I can't force you to love Hashem, but do things that will make you want to love Hashem. Do actions that through those actions will bring you on your own to love Hashem. Right? We all know that gift giving and brings you closer to the person. So the more I give, the more I feel connected. So here also, do activities, do maisim that will make you naturally then love Hashem or fear Hashem. So he says, Givaldik. So he says, if so, so doing activities that will bring me Yiras Shamayim is a fulfillment of Yiras Hashem. It's interesting. Where did the Mechaber decide to bring down the idea of Yarmulke? Simon Beis. What's Simon Beis in Shulchan Aruch? Dress code. Getting dressed in the morning. All these things are things you do at home. Right? Don't say yourself, well, in home, I can do what I want. Not true. That's right. So first of all, he brings another raya that you're not even allowed to walk around in your house. Right? There's an idea out there that inside my house, under a roof, I don't need to wear a yarmulke. Right? We'll see that such an idea is thrown around.
Doesn't that come from, don't people make that mistake from a woman? From a married woman that in her own house she doesn't keep her hair covered?
I don't believe so. They get it from a line in a mashal, which we'll see in a few minutes. Okay. The mashal says it in a line, which is questionable what he means. But says the Leva Avram, being you right, it's not true. Because where's the original halacha wearing a yarmulke? Where's it brought down? In your house. Shulchan Aruch wrote it when you're getting dressed. Where are you getting dressed? Getting dressed in the middle of the street? You're getting dressed at home. And Elamai is still at home. He got a rare yarmulke. Very, very interesting raya that he brings. Then he writes at the end, Umemela.
So when the Gemara said about not walking the Arba'am is Begil Rosh, that meant even in your house.
Even in your house, Pashtas, yeah, we'll see. It's Machlokes HaPoskim, but Pashtas, yeah. So Pashtas means even in your house, even if there's a roof above your head. I will have to debunk, the Mishnah Berurah really debunks this Svara that you're allowed to walk around in your house without a yarmulke, which many, many people do. They're Semich on the Seter, they won't wear a yarmulke. And they'll tell you, I have a roof above my head, right? In Lomnus, they might not be so off, right? What's the whole Svara? Something above you? It's above me. Maybe not so far off. But then he writes at the end, Umemelim Chazal HaKadoshim Haru Lanu V'Gilu Lanu Baruch HaKadosh. B'Mesach HaShabbos Shekisa Reish Uskuli Yerush Hashem. So Dr. Levi Aron, back to my original idea. If Chazal told us that Yarmulke is bringing you to your Shemayim, and you have a mitzvah deraisa to do things that bring you to your Shemayim, A plus B means you have a mitzvah, so I say deraisa now to wear Yarmulke. So now we're mechuyav to listen to Chum because we have an obligation to do things to make us God-fearing Jews. Now we don't know what makes us God-fearing Jews. Some people it's going to a drasha, some people it's going to a cemetery, some people it's going to whatever. But if Chazal told us that the Gemara in Shabbos says, and the Aruch HaShulchan said it's tried and tested, that what? Yarmulke is giving you Shemaim, so then you have to wear a yarmulke. Why? Because you have a mitzvah to fear Hashem. And you can't fear Hashem on your own, you have to fear Hashem by doing things that bring you to your Shemaim. So if this brings you to your Shemaim, you have to do it. So they have a zaktim, an interesting cheshbon, why it's a mitzvah there, right? Okay. Nobody says it, but the Gemara tells us that that brings you to your Shemaim. We don't know, maybe it does. So enechanami. If you know that if you go every single day and you go to a levaya, and that brings you to your Shemaim, then enechanami. But he's just saying that since Chazal, he calls it with their nevuah, told us that this works. Now, you could have learned the Gemara, that doesn't mean this necessarily works. I mean, but this is a good possibility. Really a possibility. Then we come to the Mashal. The Mashal lived the early 1500s. The Mashal was the uncle of the Ramah. Just to put this in a historical perspective, we're talking about Mamish, the early mid 1500s. The Mashal was Mamish right after the Zman HaRishonim. Right after the Zman HaRishonim. So he tells us the following famous truth of the Mashal. He says, V'shemati al chocham echad, I heard about a certain chacham. He learned without a yarmulke. And you come to a guy's house, come to a big Rosh Yeshiva's house to study. He's sitting there in his white shirt. He's sitting there with his tzitzis on, learning a Reb Chaim, no yarmulke. I guarantee you, you'd walk out. There's no question in my mind, right? You see a guy sitting there learning a Rambam without a yarmulke, you figure he must be a Haskalah. That was the Haskalah. Right? They used to sit at the bus stop Shabbos morning smoking cigarettes, and they were learning Rambam. Because they loved Torah, not loved, they loved the academia of Torah, but it didn't penetrate to their neshama. So you walked in, you see a Talmud Chacham learning without a yarmulke, you think, okay, he's a maskil. So here the Mashal, this is Mashal, was way before the Haskalah movement, he was 300 years before the Haskalah movement. So he was talking about, he knew a certain Chacham Echad, they used to learn without a yarmulke. Why? V'amash kovet olav hamasa. It was too heavy. The yarmulke, you know, was too heavy on his head. It wasn't comfortable. Took his saddle. U'mikom akim nir be'in afshe inisa bedover. Says the Marshal, I have no problem with that. If you want to sit and sit at your table, learn Gemara without a yarmulke, I have no problem. I don't even think there's a midas chasidus to wear a yarmulke. I always tell this tshuva to my son. My son is in six years old, the first grade, so sometimes they have Hebrew homework, so they read a pasuk. So my wife says, he can't do homework without his yarmulke. It's against the Marshal. The Marshal says, you could do yarmulke. Again, you can't say Hashem's name. You can't make a brach. You want to learn a Gemara? You can learn a Gemara without a yarmulke. So pasuk the Mashal. Mikom okem the Talmud Chacham yeshul yizor me'achas she'om teivsim ba lekalos ulepritzos kiilu oiver al das yehudis. We said, but a Talmud Chacham can't do that because if you're going to walk into a Talmud Chacham's house and he's not wearing a yarmulke and he's learning, you're going to jump to conclusions because Talmidei Chacham are held a different standard. He writes, v'afilu loyim bechedrei. What do you mean? The guy's doing it in his study. No one sees it. Ein lus machalzeh shema. Am ha'aretz here. Maybe some will see, they had, you know, people sneaking, looking to see, ooh, what's the Rosh Hashiva doing? How's he learning? What's he doing? So he might walk in and see, oh, guys, wearing a yarmulke. V'yakabo loy bechinam amru kol she'asav b'nei marasayin afilu b'chedr chadar. There's a reason why Chazal was so makbun on marasayin, even in the privacy of one's house, because there were paparazzis back then, there's paparazzis today, for somehow they know what type of soup this Rosh Hashiva eats, and what type of bathrobe he wears, and, you know, they find out these crazy things. Okay, they find out. Then he writes over here. The Gemara says Lamala Mireshi. Mashma Dafka became his kufa huasr. Ava Bigili Roish aim by Isr. Says the Mashal, it sounds like from the Gemara that there is no Isr to wear Yamaka, not to wear Yamaka. Elish Revhuna Hikmar Latzmoy. Revhuna was Machmi Mikaich Midas Chasidas. So the Mashal Vakshavula Hepoch. And today Kleiswal got it backwards. Became his kufa in his harem. No one's Machmi talk around like they own the world. Right? The biggest knackers and the wealthiest guys, they be Dafka walk with the Kaimis Kufa. But But when it comes to the yarmulkes, you'll never see them not wearing a yarmulke. We got it backwards. Loi machmas chasidus al servim das yehudasi. But they think it's halacha. They don't even realize that they got it backwards. Walking haughty is aser. Not wearing a yarmulke is a chumra. They got it backwards. Then he writes, oid matzasi kosov, ha de gilei roish, hainu davka ba'avir hashamayim davka. And I also saw it's brought down that the whole Isra of Gilei Roish is only Ba'avir HaShemayim. Oh, here you go. Says the Marshal, the whole Isra is only when you're in Shemayim. This Talmud Chacham is saying in his house. No problem. Concludes the Marshal. HaChacham Einav B'Roish. You got to be smart. You got to make sure people don't attack you. Don't do things that are going to get people later on to have tainas on you. V'im Kavid Olav L'Aniach HaRoish Dover Kavid. So if the big European Rosh Hashiva yarmulkes are too heavy, so put something else, put something lighter on your head. And now this is where it gets important over here. Zokta Marsha. Let's say you want to make a bracha night. We're going to believe another talk, looks like next week, about the difference between making a bracha without a yarmulke versus just walking with a yarmulke. Tonight we're still focusing on just walking. Zokta Marsha. But if you want to make a bracha, and let's say you want to make a bracha. Let's say at night you want to get a drink, you're thirsty, and there's no yarmulke available. Zog the marshal. V'hu b'layla she'en lo koiva olov, oiki shorachas bambatya, dai lev mashem chasis v'shem b'yadov. Cover your head with your hand. Avsha godol echad hetik lo'osar, even though there's a certain godol who said, I'm not right, u'me'arai heviu v'rayosov, and from achroinim, if I bring a right from Rabbi Nutam, kishayi rochas b'choyim, yiroi yishoy se'ahi mischasa b'begah k'neged liboy, mash madafki b'begah v'loy b'yadayim, ain't ze raya. Because he says, watch it, there chod manichad al liboy, v'arayish lo yoke. But that's what we're learning right now. Zokta mashal avalamala mirayishoy shu dover hanikar maspik b'kisu hayad. He says the whole purpose is just so you should know something on top of you. So why can't my hand work? Befrat lefi mashik asavdi sheim be'isra ki emidit chasidus. Maspik l'kisu hayad befrat b'ikroi ba'alma. So it sounds like from this mashal that your hand works for two things. It works for brachas, and it works for walking. Let's say your yarmulke blows off when you're walking on the street. So according to the mashal, you can put your hand on top of your head. Because it's only bakroi. It only happens on occasion. Okay. Now that we saw this mashal, now we can see the Mishnah Berurah. We saw the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, in my opinion, is somewhat vague. He says, Aser Kermes Kufa, don't go without a yarmulke. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'achroinim v'lo yelech, afilu b'bayi sheyesh batikra. Even if there is a roof. The kosher gain tachas avir hashemayim, and definitely if there's no roof, the yesh lizol lekuliyam. Fine. Now the Sharetzion writes, I didn't put it down. The Sharetzion says why? He says what? Not like the mashal. Now the truth, if you learn the mashal, the whole mashal, which we're not doing tonight, it's clear from the mashal never really meant this as a real heter. He's just throwing this into the bucket of why it was okay for this Talmud Chacham not to have to wear yarmulke when he learns. So he throws in, yeah, some people say if you're not going. But the mashal never really meant that this is a viable heter. It's clear if you read the whole mashal. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that this is not a real heter to go tachas, that you have a roof on top of you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, arba amas. Again, what does Shulchan Aruch say? You're not allowed to go four amas. So what's the obvious diuk? Less than four amas is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, umidas chasidus, afilu pachas me'arba amas. But if you want to be extra from, you don't even go pachas arba amas. Afilu be'es hashina b'lad. Even if you're not moving, you're sleeping. This is why people have a shlof couple, they have a yarmulke that they sleep with. Why? Because of this Mishnah Berurah. It's really chasidus upon chasidus upon chasidus, if you think about it, because the whole yarmulke might be a baseline, then you're not moving. That's another chumra, and you're sleeping, which might be okay, fine. We're not knocking any chumras. V'yeshem atzidin loyma dafilu arba amis eini yosem edinoi. Talk to Mr. Burr, there are those who say that even dalan amis is not really yosem. Rak latznuyim b'masein, only for the very firm people. Avo krakosev ataz, but the taz already writes, which will be the night we'll have to get to next week. The taz says a whole new reason for why you have to wear yarmulke. Nothing to do with Yerushalayim, it has to do with Chukas Hagoyim, but Lineda will get to that in a few, hopefully at some point. If you just skip with me a few lines, where he writes, V'chein kasev b'tshuvas Mari Breinoi. Mari Breinoi was one of those Rishayim that held you must wear yarmulke. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is acknowledging there is a thought out there that holds it's only for the firm of people. That's the Rambam and Mari Nevuchim, that's the Ramon Shulchan, that's the Daki Moshe. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to kind of go away from that pshat. Then he quotes the Magen Avraham and says, Afilu ktanim. Even small children, nochan agila mekisirish, you want to get them used to wearing yarmulkes, keecha dalhavilu imsa dishmai. So I have on page 3, which we're clearly not getting to tonight, different opinions of what age do you have to put your child on a yarmulke. Different opinions, maybe we'll get to next week. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is what I wanted to get to.
Any other different than any other chinuch mitzvah?
Maybe, yeah, maybe not. We'll see. That's a machloikis contemporary achrayim. Then he writes, v'da'oid. If you're walking outside and you want to not go dalanamis, just use your hand. We'll leave that off for now. So again, what's the Mishnah Berurah just paskin? Let's say you're walking, let's say here, your yarmulke gets knocked off, no problem, go like this. This works, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Mashal said. Because something's on top of you. You don't need to be halachically covered. You just need to know that something's on top of you. So I know that something's on top of me. Then he concludes, the ayim b'pim begodim shekos of delelech arba amas tachas avir ha-shamayim. But says the Pimagodim, if you're going to go four amas under open sky, loy mahani b'zeh kisa ha-resh b'yad, then you can't use your hand. So what's the obvious dig from the Pimagodim? But if you're going to be going inside, then you could use your hand. That's the obvious deal. So I have over here, someone asked Rabbi Avigdor Nevin, so what's the difference? If we don't buy into this chiluk, we don't accept the notion that there's a difference between open sky and not open sky, so why does using your hand make a difference? Very, very strange thing.
It seems to be kind of like a tension of the concept of in a house that the roof might be worth something.
Right. So if this prima godam gives you the impression that it does something, so that's the question that someone asked Rabbi Nevin. So if you jump down to the bottom of 22D, someone asked Rabbi Nevin, so that, one second, can you learn from this prima godim? So then, it does help. Loma, what's the difference? So he answered, I think it gets cut off. Because the roof adds to be mafsik between his head and shemayim. Meaning, the more additions you have on top of you, the more your shemayim you have on its own. So meaning, when you're outside, this is not good enough. When you have this and this, you know, together it somehow works. But it seems like from the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is that if your yarmulke gets knocked off and you're outside, just put your hand on it, no problem. Then,
back. What's the type of
matria? Matria is an umbrella.
Umbrella?
Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, what's Gilei Rosh? The Kolshkein Sha'asa Levarech. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Vuadil Lilmud be Gilei Rosh. And you can't learn with your head uncovered against the Marshal. Volei Mahani Bezeki Seyad. For brachas, it doesn't work to cover. That the yad roish chad gufa inun. So what is Mr. Berurah doing over? In this we have to get into more blinah the next week. There's two dinim to yamaka. There's a yamaka for walking and moving, and there's a yamaka for brachas. So for the yamaka of moving, your hand works. For the yamaka of brachas, your hand perhaps does not work. The Marshal does not draw that distinction, but the Mr. Berurah draws that distinction. Then he concludes. He writes over here. And there are those that are even makele. You can use your hand, i.e. the marshal. But don't do that. What should you do? Use your sleeve. Or use someone else's hand. I do this all the time. When my son wants to say Kriya Shema after I read him a book, so he doesn't have his yarmulke ready, so he tries to go like this with his sleeve. I don't forget that. I'll put my hand on top of your head. So my hand works. It's my body. But his sleeve would work for his head, but his hand would not work to say Kriya Shema. We'll see, it's Machlek Zechorin, but Kipashis for Kriya Shema, that would not help as well. So let's just see again, let's talk more about this issue of under the stars. Again, everyone has in their head, or people say over that, if you're in a room that has a roof, you don't need to wear a yarmulke. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly rejected that. Says the Shari Tshuva 22b, it's not the Shari Tshuva, it's a mistake. It's one of the nice Nikkeim on the side of the pages. He writes, Umashal Kosav, the Mashal writes, Hod Asad Leilach Bukhem Iskufa Begila Reish, Hanodav Ketachas Averakir. When is there a problem to walk without a yarmulke or to walk hardy? That's only if you're under open sky. Avaloi Bebayis. Kinanir Kokach Shein Mashkiach Memer Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Kim Tachas Averakir. It's only a problem when you're open. When you're already confined by the area, it's not such a problem. Then he writes, because of Oilas Tamid, anyone remember from the Sunday morning show we called the Oilas Tamid on Sunday morning? And you can be samech on this b'shas hadchak. B'shas hadchak, you don't have a yarmulke? No, be samech on this. Says the Shari Tshuva, absolutely not. He says, what are you talking about? He says, it's a berhetiv. Number 22 is not the Shari Tshuva, it's the berhetiv. The berhetiv writes that the mashal was matter not wearing a yarmulke in a room. He says, Nosen Michshol Lemayneim. You are setting up people to fall. Sha Mashal Kosav Diyeshaimim Kane. The Mashal just quoted someone. Uba Maskantoi Loi Sviru Lehachi. But he never really held like that. However, the Shari Tshuva, which is Blinet, we'll have to talk about a different time. When was the last time you ever been to a pool? Anyone go swimming with a yarmulke? What's the heter to go swimming without a yarmulke?
How's he going to stay out?
Put on clips, put a cap, I don't know. That's a heter. Because you can't do it, it's a heter. I've never seen anyone go swimming with a yarmulke. What's the heter? So this Shari Tshuva discusses such a possibility. Why the base of Merchus? Why the mikvah? Right, go to the mikvah. Go to the mikvah. No one's wearing a yamka in the mikvah. So people from here borrowed the same way. You don't have to wear yamka when you go swimming, you go to the mikvah. You don't have to wear yamka when you play ball. Somehow it's included in this etter. It's not true. We'll get to Bli Neder, not this week, but we'll get to another time. Bli Neder next week, we'll get to it. Now, so where we left off right now is, based on the sugya that presents, there's a bunch of gemaras, there's a mahalach in Rishen that's merely midas chasidus, and then there's this idea from Ravadio said that today it's more midas chasidus because people assume you are a certain type of person. We'll just start with this, is that this is all fine and dandy, but there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in number 22, Yesh Oimru, there are those who say, you're not allowed to recite Hashem's name with your head uncovered. And you have to stop those who want to come into shul without a yamka. Now, frek the achronim, the implication of this mechaber is that the only time you need to wear a yamka is when you're going into shul, you're saying Hashem's name. But if you're just walking around, you don't need a yamka. Didn't we learn in Sif Beis that lo yelich dalanamas begile roish? How do we resolve this contradiction? So, believe that the next week we'll resolve this contradiction. We'll then see the rules and regulations of the yarmulke, and hopefully also discuss making brachas without a yarmulke for both men and women. This mechaber didn't say what gender it is. Right? This says that you're not allowed to make a bracha without a head covering. And what about girls? Single girls don't wear yarmulkes. So maybe the single girl should wear yarmulkes. Bli Neder will try to wrap this all up. I don't want this to go to a three-part series. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But Bli Neder, next week we'll resolve that issue. We'll discuss the sizes of the yarmulke. We'll discuss other yarmulke issues. And we'll see about making brachas or going into shul for that matter without a yarmulke.